So good morning, good day everyone, and happy to have this time with you and to share the Dharma and to meditate together. And the topic this week is Vedana, the feeling tones of our experience. And there are layers of such within us, or there's a kind of journey and practice to go, in a sense, deeper and deeper to discover Vedana's feelings, pleasant and unpleasant feelings, which are reliable or supportive for us, and to not invest so much in feelings which are not reliable. And the idea is that sensual feelings, as valuable as it sometimes can be, are more unreliable. They're not enduring. The senses need to be continually stimulated, and there's something to be found deeper inside. And one way to access it is to, or think about it, is to think of it as the quality of our inner being. You know, below the surface, below our concerns for what's happening with us in our daily life and our relationship to other people and the comfort levels of our lives as they occur in the moment. If we really kind of settle into the inner life, what quality is that? What's the feeling tone of that? And is it a place of comfort and warmth and well-being? Or is it a place of anxiety and distress or anger, annoyance? What is down there? And then, depending on how it is, it's possible to see it as either being pleasant or unpleasant. And seeing it with that simplicity is meant to be a way of kind of being a little bit free of it, not getting entangled in the complexity of it, just very simple, that aspect of it that's pleasant or unpleasant or neither, to see that. And what I'd like to propose for this sitting, as you settle down and connect to deeper and deeper within you, that if what you find is unpleasant, kind of tell yourself, not that. That's not it. That's not it. So you keep kind of stepping back or looking deeper, because one of the places of the wonderfulness is the awareness that knows what's happening. So we don't need to get entangled or caught in what is unpleasant, because we can keep kind of going deeper or settling back more and recognizing that simply being aware, perceiving, being mindful, in there is some freedom from the unpleasant. And that kind of freedom, that kind of clarity of mindfulness, clear recognition, has a kind of pleasure to it, kind of goodness to it. That's where we begin tapping into something like well-being within. And if along the way, before you discover that kind of freedom of awareness, if you find that the inner life has some pleasantness, warmth to it, or goodness to it, that too is, you know, not it. No, not this. But to do it with no aversion, with no sense of pushing it away, but rather more like as a way of keep opening to, so we're not stuck with anything. So taking a meditation posture that's supportive for you, and to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Kind of deep breaths of initiation, that you're stepping into a sacred dimension And you initiate yourself into this inner world of awareness, of here and now, letting go of thoughts and concerns of the day, as you exhale, settling into your body. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And perhaps if you relax your body further, with the relaxation being settling in deeper and deeper into your body, your being. Tension is a way of being at the surface of our body. There's a surface tension relaxes. We can maybe settle in on the exhale, relaxing the face, on the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. On the exhale, softening the belly. And on the exhale, relaxing the mind. Any tension associated with thinking, let that soften, quiet, relax. Any contraction associated with thinking, let that open up. Settling into your breathing. And for a few breaths, think of the breaths, the breathing, the rhythm of breathing, as a guide inward to your inner life, your inner quality of your inner state. Breathing with it, letting go of thoughts enough so you can sense and feel here and now how you are deep inside. And if you really feel yourself inside, within, how are you? How are you, really? And notice if it's pleasant or unpleasant, or neither. Keep it that simple. And rather than getting pulled into the complexity of it, simply be aware of how it's pleasant or unpleasant. Maybe that can be a perspective that gives you some freedom. Feeling yourself deep inside, and maybe tell yourself, not this. This is not the heart of the matter. No aversion, no desire, just freedom in relationship to how you feel as you search deeper and deeper within to a place of freedom. A freedom that's not separate from flowing along with the rhythm of breathing. As we come to the end of this sitting, to whatever degree you're aware of having an inner life, or not, inner life maybe seems too complicated, you have an inner place where you feel the depths of life, the depths of yourself. The places that are most intimate, tender. The places inside which maintain the more enduring feelings about just being alive and being present. And this is a part of ourselves to care for. To respect, to love, to nourish and support. And just as you have such an inner life, a feeling tone, a place of depth that inside where your greatest capacity for peace and happiness reside, so do others have this. And we know that this inner world that we have can be in turmoil and be challenging. And that life challenges it in all kinds of ways. But if we realize that others have this inner depth, this inner capacity, potential, and this is where the greatest well-being and happiness resides, perhaps we can look beyond the surface behavior and activities of people and have some care for them as a being of depth, some attention, some respect, maybe even reverence for the potential everyone has in the depths of their inner intimacy and tenderness. And if they're not peaceful there, they're suffering. And to be attuned to this depth in others, and from that connection to them, to wish them well, to relate to them with compassion and kindness, and to wish for them the best. May their inner life be happy and find real welfare and benefit. May all beings be happy in their core. May all beings be safe, and so feel safe at the very core of the being. May all beings be peaceful deep inside the core of who they are. May they know peace. And may all beings be free. May their good hearts be set free, so they too can live for the welfare and happiness of others. May we all live for each other's care. May we all have it as our concern, the welfare and happiness of others.